Troy there lies the scene. For miles of Greece, the princes Orgulus, their high blood chafed, have to the port of Athens sent their ships, fraught with the ministers and instruments of cruel war. 69 that wore their crown its regal, from the Athenian bay put forth toward Phrygia, and their vow is made to ransack Troy, within whose strong immures the ravished Helen, Menelaus' queen, with wanton Paris sleeps. And that's the quarrel.
Call here my varlet, I'll unarm again. Why should I war without the walls of Troy that find such cruel battle here within? Each Trojan that is master of his heart, let him to field. Troilus, alas, hath none. Patience herself, what goddess e'er she be, doth less a blench at sufferance than I do. At Priam's royal table do I sit, and when fair Cressid comes into my thoughts, so traitor. When she comes, when is she thence?
Well, she looked yesternight fairer than ever I saw her look, or any woman else. And her hair were not somewhat darker than Helen's, well, go to. There were no more comparison between the women. But for my part, she is my kinswoman. I would not, as they term it, praise her, but I would somebody had heard her talk yesterday as I did.
Oh, Pandarus, I tell thee, Pandarus, when I do tell thee, there my hopes lie drowned. Reply not in how many fathoms deep they lie indrenched. I tell thee I am mad in Cressid's love.
I speak no more than truth.
Thou dost not speak so much.
Faith, I'll not meddle in't. Let her be as she is. If she be fair, 'tis the better for her. And she be not, she has the men's in her own hands.
Good Pandarus, how now, Pandarus?
I have had my labor for my travail. Ill thought on of her, and ill thought on of you. Gone between and between, but small thanks for my labor.
What, art thou angry, Pandarus? What, with me?
Because she is kin to me, therefore she is not so fair as Helen. And she were not kin to me, she would be as fair a Friday as Helen is a Sunday. But what, I care not, and she were a blackamoor, 'tis all one to me.
Say I, she is not fair?
I do not care whether you do or no. She's a fool to stay behind her father. Let her to the Greeks. So I'll tell her the next time I see her. For my part, I'll meddle nor make no more in the matter.
Pandarus.
Not I.
Sweet Pandarus.
Pray you speak no more to me. I will leave all as I found it, and there it end.
Peace, you ungracious clamors. Peace, rude sounds. Fools on both sides. Helen must needs be fair when with your blood you daily paint her thus. I cannot fight on this argument. It is too starved a subject for my sword. But Pandarus, oh gods, how do you plague me? I cannot come to Cressid but by Pandar, and he's as tetchy to be wooed to woo as she is stubborn chaste against all suit.
Good morrow, Uncle Pandarus.
Good morrow, Cousin Cressid. How do you, cousin? When were you at Ilium?
This morning, Uncle.
Was Hector armed and gone ere you came to Ilium? Helen was not up, was she?
Hector was gone, but Helen was not up.
E'en so. Hector was stirring early. I know the cause, too. He'll lay about him today, I can tell them that. And there's Troilus will not come far behind him. Mm-hmm. Let them take heed of Troilus, I can tell them that, too.
What? Is he angry, too?
Oh, Troilus? Troilus is the better man of the two.
Oh, Jupiter, there's no comparison.
What? Not between Troilus and Hector? Do you know a man if you see him?
Aye, if ever I saw him before and knew him.
Well, I say Troilus is Troilus.
Then you say as I say, for I am sure he is not Hector.
No, nor Hector is not Troilus in some degree.
'Tis just to each of them. He is himself.
Himself? Alas, poor Troilus, I would aware.
So he is.
Himself? No, he's not himself. What a worm himself. Well, the gods are above. Time must friend or end. Well, Troilus, well, I would my heart were in her body. No, Hector is not a better man than Troilus.
Excuse me.
He is elder.
Pardon me, pardon me.
T'other's not come to't. You shall tell me another tale when t'other's come to't. Hector shall not have his wit this year.
He shall not need it if he have his own.
Nor his qualities.
No matter.
Nor his beauty.
It would not become him. His own's better.
You have no judgment, niece. I swear to you, Helen loves him better than Paris.
Then she's a merry Greek indeed.
Hark! They are coming from the field. Shall we stand up here and see them as they pass toward Ilion? Good niece, do. Sweet niece, Cressida?
At your pleasure.
Here's an excellent place. Here we may see most bravely. I'll tell you them all by their names as they pass by. But mark Troilus above the rest.
Speak not so loud.
That's Aeneas. Is not that a brave man? He's one of the flowers of Troy, I can tell you. But mark Troilus. You shall see Troilus anon.
Who's that?
That's Antenor. He has a shrewd wit. When comes Troilus? I'll show you Troilus anon. That's Hector. That look at that. There's a fellow. Go thy way, Hector. There's a brave man, niece. Oh, brave Hector. Look how he looks. There's a countenance. Is not a brave man?
Oh, a brave man.
Is it not? It does a man's heart good. Look you, what hecks are on his helmet. Look you, yonder. Do you see? Look there. There's no jesting, there's laying on. Ticked off who will, as they say. There be hacks.
Be those with swords?
Swords, anything he cares not, and the devil comes all one. By God's lid, it does one's heart good. Yonder comes Paris. Here comes Paris. Look ye, yonder, niece. Is not a gallant man, too, is not? Why, this is brave now. Who said he came home hurt today? He's not hurt. Why, this will do Helen's heart good now, huh? Would I could see Troilus now. See Troilus on.
Who's that?
That's Helenus. I marvel where Troilus is. That's Helenus. I think he went not forth today. That's Helenus.
Can Helenus fight, Uncle?
Helenus? No. Yes, he'll fight in different world. I marvel where Troilus is. Hark! Do you not hear the people cry, Troilus? Helenus is a priest.
What sneaking fellow comes yonder?
Where? Yonder? That's Deiphobus. Tis Troilus! There's a man, niece. Brave Troilus, the prince of chivalry.
Peace, for shame, peace.
Mark him, note him. Oh, brave Troilus. Look well upon him, niece. Look you how his sword is blooded, and his helm more hecked than Hector's, and how he looks, and how he goes. Oh, admirable youth. He ne'er saw 23. Go thy way, Troilus, go thy way. Had I a sister were a grace, or a daughter a goddess, he should take his choice. Oh, admirable man. Paris? Paris is dirt to him, and I warrant Helen to change, and would give an eye to boot.
Here come more.
Asses, fools, dolts, chaffinbran, porridge after meat. I could live and die in the eyes of Troilus. Ne'er look, the eagles are gone, crows and doors. I'd rather be such a man as Troilus than Agamemnon and all Greece.
There is among the Greeks Achilles, a better man than Troilus.
Achilles, a drayman, a porter, a very camel.
Well,
have you any discretion? Have you any eyes? Do you know what a man is? Is not birth, beauty, good shape, discourse, manhood, learning, gentleness, virtue, youth, liberality, and such like, the spice and salt that season a man?
Aye, a minced man, and then to be baked with no date in the pie, for then the man's date is out.
You are such another woman. A man knows not at what ward you lie.
Upon my back to defend my belly, upon my wit to defend my wiles, upon my secrecy to defend mine honesty, my mask to defend my beauty, and you to defend all these. And at all these wards I lie, at 1,000 watches.
Say, one of your watches.
Nay, I'll watch you for that, and that's one of the chiefest of them, too. If I cannot ward what I would not have hit, I can watch you for telling how I took the blow, unless it's well past hiding, and then it's past watching.
You are such another.
Sir, Troilus would instantly speak with you.
Where?
At your own house. There he unarms him.
Good boy, tell him I come. I doubt he'd be hurt. Fare ye well, good niece.
Adieu, Uncle.
I'll be with you, niece, by and by.
To bring, Uncle?
Aye, a token from Troilus.
By the same token, you are aboard.
Words, vows, gifts, tears, and love's full sacrifice he offers in another's enterprise. But more in Troilus thousandfold I see than in the glass of Pander's praise may be. Yet hold I off. Women are angels wooing. Things won are done. Joy's soul lies in the doing. That she, beloved, knows naught that knows not this. Men prize the thing ungained more than it is. That she was never yet that ever knew love got so sweet as when desire did sue. Therefore this maxim out of love I teach. Achievement is command, ungained beseech. Then though my heart's content firm love doth bear, nothing of that shall from mine eyes appear.
Sir, you of Troy, call you yourself Aeneas?
I Greek, that is my name.
What's your affair, I pray you?
Sir, pardon, 'tis for Agamemnon's ears.
He hears naught privately that comes from Troy.
Nor I from Troy come not to whisper him. I bring a trumpet to awake his ear, to set his sense on the attentive bent, and then to speak.
Speak frankly as the wind. It is not Agamemnon's sleeping hour. That thou shalt know, Trojan, he is awake. He tells thee so himself.
Trumpet, blow loud. Send thy brass voice through all these lazy tents. And every Greek of metal, let him know what Troy means fairly shall be spoke aloud. We have great Agamemnon. Here in Troy, a prince called Hector. Priam is his father, who in this dull and long-continued truce is resty grown. He bade me take a trumpet and to this purpose speak. Kings, princes, lords, if there be one amongst the fairest of Greece that holds his honor higher than his ease, that seeks his praise more than he fears his peril, that knows his valor and knows not his fear, that loves his mistress more than in confession with truant vows to her own lips he loves, and dare avow her beauty and her worth in other arms than hers, to him this challenge. Hector, in view of Trojans and of Greeks, shall make it good, or do his best to do it. He hath a lady, wiser, fairer, truer than ever Greek did couple in his arms, and will tomorrow, with his trumpet, call, midway between your tents and walls of Troy, to rouse a Grecian that is true in love. If any come, Hector shall honor him. If none, he'll say in Troy when he retires, the Grecian dames are sunburnt and not worth the splinter of a lance. Even so much.
This shall be told our lovers, Lord Aeneas. If none of them have sold in such a kind, we left them all at home. But we are soldiers. And may that soldier a mere recreant prove, that means not, hath not, or is not in love. If then one is, or hath, or means to be, that one meets Hector. If none else, I am he. Thersites!
How if Agamemnon had boils? Full. All over, generally.
Thersites!
And those boils did run. Say so, did not the general run then? Were not that a botchy core, Ajax?
Dog!
Then would come some matter from him. I see none now.
Thou bitch wolf son, canst thou not hear? Feel then!
Door, the plague of Greece upon thee, thou mongrel beef-witted lord.
Speak then, toadstool, learn me the Trojan proclamation.
Dost thou think I have no sense, thou strikes me thus?
The proclamation!
Thou art proclaimed a fool, I think.
Do not, porpentine, do not, my fingers itch!
Ah, wouldst thou did itch from head to foot, and I had the scratching of thee. I would make thee the loathsomest scab in Greece. When thou art forth in the incursions, thou strikest as slow as another.
I say the proclamation!
Thou grumblest and railest every hour on Achilles, and thou art as full of envy at his greatness as Cerberus is at Proserpina's beauty. Aye, that thou barkest at him.
Mistress Thersites!
Thou shouldst strike him!
Cobloaf!
He would pun thee into shivers with his fist as a sailor breaks a biscuit.
You whoreson cur!
Do thou stupor of which I do thou sodden-witted lord! Thou hast no more brain in thy head than I have in mine elbows, thou scurvy valiant ass. Thou art here but to thrash Trojans, and thou art bought and sold among those of any wit like a barbarian slave. If thou used to beat me, I will begin at thy heel and tell what thou art by inches, thou thing of no bowels, thou.
You dog!
You scurvy lord!
You cur!
Lord, this idiot too! Too rudeness too, camel! Do, do!
Why, how now, Ajax? Wherefore do you thus? How now, Thersites? What's the matter, man?
You see him here, Achilles, do you?
Aye, what's the matter?
Nay, look upon him.
So I do. What's the matter?
Nay, but regard him well.
Well, why, so I do.
But yet you look not well upon him, for whosoever you take him to be, he is Ajax.
I know that, fool.
Aye, but that fool knows not himself.
Therefore I beat thee.
Oh, low, low, low. What modicums of wit he utters. This lord, Achilles, Ajax, who has his wit in his belly and his guts in his head, I'll tell you what I say of him.
What?
I say this Ajax...
Nay, good Ajax.
...has not so much...
Let me, I must hold you.
...as will stop the eye of Helen's needle for whom he comes to fight.
Peace, fool. What's the quarrel?
I bade the vile owl go learn me the tenor of the proclamation and he rails upon me.
I serve here voluntary.
Well, go to, go to.
Hector shall have a great catch and he knock out either of your brains. But as good crack a fusty nut with no kernel.
What with me too, Thersites?
There's Ulysses, an old Nestor, whose wit was mouldy ere your grandsires had nails on their toes. Yoke you like draft oxen and make you plough up the wars.
What?
Yes, good sooth. Two Achilles, two Ajax, two.
I shall cut out your tongue.
Tis no matter. I shall speak as much wit as thou afterwards.
No more words, Thersites, peace.
I will hold my peace when Achilles' brooch bids me, shall I?
There's for you, Patroclus.
I will see you hanged like clock poles that I come any more to your tents. I will keep where there is wit stirring and leave the faction of fools.
Good riddance! Mary, this, sir, is proclaimed through all our host, that Hector, by the fifth hour of the sun, will with a trumpet twixt our tents and Troy tomorrow morning call some knight to arms that hath a stomach, and such a one that dare maintain, I know not what. 'Tis trash. Farewell.
Farewell. Who shall answer him?
I know not. 'Tis put to lottery. Otherwise he knew his man.
Oh, meaning you. I'll go learn more of it.
How now, boy? Where's thy master Troilus? At my cousin Cressida's?
No, sir. He stays for you to conduct him thither.
Oh. Here he comes. How now? How now?
Boy, walk off.
Have you seen my cousin?
No, Pandarus. I stalk about her door like a strange soul upon the Stygian bank, staying for waftage. Oh, be thou my Charon, and give me swift transportance to those fields where I may wallow in the lily beds proposed for the deserver.
Mm.
Oh, gentle Pandar, from Cupid's shoulder pluck his painted wings and fly with me to Cressid.
Walk here in the orchard. I'll bring her straight.
I am giddy. Expectation whirls me round. The imaginary relish is so sweet that it enchants my sense. What will it be when that the watery palate tastes indeed love's thrice repurated nectar? Death, I fear me. Swooning distraction. Or some joy too fine, too subtle potent, tuned too sharp in sweetness for the capacity of my ruder powers. I fear it much, and I do fear besides that I shall lose distinction in my joys, as doth a battle when they charge on heaps, the enemy flying.
She's making her ready. She'll come straight. You must be witty now. She does so blush and fetches the wind so short as if she were frayed with a sprite. I'll fetch her. It is the prettiest villain. She fetches her breath as short as a new tame sparrow.
Even such a passion doth embrace my bosom. My heart beats thicker than a feverous pulse. And all my powers do their bestowing lose, like vassalage at unawares encountering the eye of majesty.
Come, come. Why need you blush? Shame's a baby. Here she is now. Swear the oaths now to her that you've sworn to me. What? You're gone again? You must be watched ere you be made tame, must you? Come your ways, come your ways. Why do you not speak to her? Come, draw this curtain, and let's see your picture. Alas, the day, how loath you are to offend daylight, and to a dark you'd close sooner. So, rub on, and kiss the mistress. How now, a kiss in fee farm? Build there, carpenter, the air is sweet. Nay, you shall fight your hearts out ere I part you. The falcon is the tussle for all the ducks in the river. Go to.
You have bereft me of all words, lady.
Words pay no debts, give her deeds. But she'll bereave you of the deeds, too, if she call your activity in question. What, billing again? Here's in witness whereof the parties interchangeably. Come in. I'll go get a fire.
Will you walk in, my lord?
Oh, Cressida, how often have I wished me thus?
Wished, my lord? The gods grant. Oh, my lord.
What should they grant? What makes this pretty abruption? What too curious dreg espies my sweet lady in the fountain of our love?
More dregs than water, if my fears have eyes.
Fears make devils of cherubims. They never see truly.
Oh, blind fear that seeing reason leads finds safer footing than blind reason stumbling without fear. To fear the worst oft cures the worse.
Oh, let my lady apprehend no fear. In all Cupid's pageant there is presented no monster.
Nor nothing monstrous neither?
Nothing but our undertakings. When we vow to weep seas, live in fire, eat rocks, tame tigers, thinking it harder for our mistress to devise imposition enough than for us to undergo any difficulty imposed. This is the monstrosity in love, lady, that the will is infinite and the execution confined, that the desire is boundless and the act a slave to limit.
They say all lovers swear more performance than they are able, and yet reserve an ability that they never perform, vowing more than the perfection of 10, and discharging less than the 10th part of 1. They that have the voice of lions and the act of hares, are they not monsters?
Are there such? Such are not we. Praise us as we are tasted. Allow us as we prove. Our head shall go bare till merit crown it. No perfection in reversion shall have a praise in present. We will not name desert before his birth, and being born, his addition shall be humble. Few words to fair faith. Troilus shall be such to Cressid, as a worst shall be a mock for his truth. And what truth can speak truest, not truer than Troilus?
Will you walk in, my lord?
What, blushing still? Have you not done talking yet?
Well, uncle, what folly I commit, I dedicate to you.
I thank you for that. If my lord get a boy of you, you'll give him me. Be true to my lord. If he flinch, chide me for it.
You know now your hostages, your uncle's word and my firm faith.
Nay, I'll give you my word for her, too. Our kindred, though they be long, ere they be wooed, they are constant, being one. They are burrs, I can tell you. They stick where they are thrown.
Boldness comes to me now and brings me heart. Prince Troilus, I have loved you night and day for many weary months.
Why was my Cressid then so hard to win?
Hard to seem one. But I was one, my lord, with the first glance that ever... If I confess much, you will play the tyrant. I love you now, but not till now so much, but I might master it. In faith I lie. My thoughts were like unbridled children, grown too headstrong for their mother. Oh, see, we fools, why have I blabbed? Who shall be true to us when we are so unsecret to ourselves? But though I loved you well, I wooed you not, and yet, good faith, I wished myself a man, or that we women had men's privilege of speaking first. Oh, sweet, bid me hold my tongue, for in this rapture I shall surely speak the thing I shall repent. See, your silence, coming in dumbness, from my weakness draws my very soul of counsel. Stop my mouth!
Oh,
true swains in love shall in the world to come approve their truths by Troilus. When their rhymes, full of protest, of oath and big compare, want similes, truth tired with iteration, as true as steel, as plantage to the moon, as sun to day, as turtle to her mate, as iron to adamant, as earth to the center, yet after all comparisons of truth, as truth's authentic author to be cited, as true as Troilus, shall crown up the verse and sanctify the numbers.
Prophet may you be. If I be false, or swerve a hair from truth, when time is old and hath forgot itself, when water drops have worn the stones of Troy, and blind oblivion swallowed cities up, and mighty states characterless are grated to dusty nothing, yet let memory, from false to false, among false maids in love, upbraid my falsehood. When they've said, as false as air, as water, wind or sandy earth, as fox to lamb or wolf to heifer's calf, pard to the hind or stepdame to her son, yea, let them say, to stick the heart of falsehood, as false as Cressy.
Go to, a bargain made, seal it, I'll be the witness. Here I hold your hand, here my cousin's. If ever you prove false one to another, since I have taken such pains to bring you together, let all pitiful goers between be called to the world's end after my name. Call them all panders. Let all constant men be Troiluses, all false women Cressids, and all brokers between panders. Say amen.
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 Amen. Whereupon I'll show you a chamber with a bed. Which bed? Because it shall not speak of your pretty encounters. Press it to death. Away! And Cupid grant all tongue-tied maidens here, bed, chamber, pander, to provide this gear.
To shame Achilles, who has been sulking in his tent and refusing to fight, the Greek generals choose Ajax as their champion to face Hector. Ulysses tells Achilles and Patroclus of their choice.
Now shall we see tomorrow an act that very chance doth throw upon him, Ajax renowned. Oh, heavens, what some men do while some men leave to do. How some men creep in skittish fortune's hall while others play the idiots in her eyes. How one man eats into another's pride while pride is fasting in his wantonness. To see these Grecian lords, why, even already they clap the lover Ajax on the shoulder as if his foot were on brave Hector's breast and great Troy shrinking. I do believe it, for they passed by me as misers do by beggars, neither gave to me good word nor look. What? Are my deeds forgot? Time hath my lord a wallet at his back wherein he puts arms for oblivion. A great-sized monster of ingratitude. Those scraps are good deeds past, which are devoured as fast as they are made, forgot as soon as done. Perseverance, dear my lord, keeps honor bright. To have done is to hang quite out of fashion like a rusty mail in monumental mockery. Take the instant way, for honor travels in a strait so narrow where one but goes abreast. Keep then the path, for emulation hath a thousand sons that one by one pursue. If you give way or hedge aside from the direct forthright, like to an entered tide, they all rush by and leave you hindmost. Or like a gallant horse fallen in first rank, lie there for pavement to the abject rear, or run and trample on. Then what they do in present, though less than yours in past, must o'ertop yours. For time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand, and with his arms outstretched as he would fly, grasps in the comer. Welcome ever smiles, and farewell goes out sighing. Oh, let not virtue seek remuneration for the thing it was, for beauty, wit, high birth, vigor of bone, desert in service, love, friendship, charity are subject all to envious and calumniating time. Then marvel not, thou great and complete man, that all the Greeks begin to worship Ajax, since things in motion sooner catch the eye than what not stirs. The cry went once on thee, And still it might, and yet it may again, if thou wouldst not entomb thyself alive and case thy reputation in thy tent, whose glorious deeds but in these fields of late made emulous missions amongst the gods themselves and drave great Mars to faction.
Of this my privacy I have strong reasons.
But against your privacy the reasons are more potent and heroical. 'Tis known, Achilles, that you are in love with one of Priam's daughters.
Huh? Known?
Is that a wonder? All the commerce that you have had with Troy as perfectly is ours as yours, my lord. And better would it fit Achilles much to throw down Hector than Polyxena. But it must grieve your young son now at home, when fame shall in our island sound her trump, and all the Greekish girls shall tripping sing, "Great Hector's sister did Achilles win, but our great Ajax bravely beat down him." Farewell, my lord. I, as your lover, speak. The fool slides o'er the ice that you should break!
Go call Thersites hither, sweet Patroclus. I'll send the fool to Ajax and desire him to invite the Trojan lords after the combat to see us here unarmed. I have a woman's longing, an appetite that I am sick withal, to see great Hector in his weeds of peace, to talk with him and to behold his visage, even to my full of view.
Dear, trouble not yourself, the morn is cold.
Then, sweet my lord, I'll call mine uncle down. He shall unbolt the gates.
Trouble him not. To bed, to bed. Sleep, lull those pretty eyes, and give a soft attachment to thy senses as infants empty of all thought.
Good morrow, then.
I prithee now, to bed.
Are you aweary of me?
Oh, Cressida, but that the busy day, waked by the lark, hath roused the ribald crows, and dreaming night will hide our joys no longer, I would not from thee.
Night hath been too brief.
Beshrew the witch. With venomous wights she stays as tediously as hell, but flies the grasps of love with wings more momentary swift than thought. You will catch cold and curse me.
Prithee, tarry. You men will never tarry. Oh, foolish Cressid. I might have still held off, and then you would have tarried. Hark, there's one up.
What's all the doors open here?
It is your uncle.
Oh, pestilence on him. Now would he be mocking. I shall have such a life.
How go maidenheads? Here you maid. Where is my cousin, Cressid?
Go hang yourself, you naughty mocking uncle. You bring me to do, and then you flout me.
To do what? To do what? Let us say what. What have I brought you to do?
Come, come, beshrew your heart. You'll neither be good nor suffer others.
Alas, poor wretch, a poor Kapakira. Hast not slept tonight? Would he not, a naughty man, let it sleep? A bugbear take him.
Not, I tell you, would he were knocked in the head. Who's that at door? Good uncle, go and see. My lord, come you again into my chamber? You smile and mock me as if I meant naughtily. Come, you're deceived. I think of no such thing. How earnestly they knock. Pray you come in. I would not for half Troy have you seen here.
Who's there? What's the matter? What, will you keep down the door? How now, what's the matter?
Good morrow, lord, good morrow.
Who's there? My lord Aeneas. By my troth, I knew you not. What news with you so early?
Is not Prince Troilus here?
Here? What should he do here?
Come, he is here, my lord. Do not deny him. It doth import him much to speak with me.
Is he here, say you? 'Tis more than I know, I'll be sworn. For mine own part, I came in late. What should he do here?
Oh, nay then, come, come. You'll do him wrong ere you're ware. You'll be so true to him to be false to him. Do not you know of him, but yet go fetch him hither, go!
How now? What's the matter?
Oh, my lord, I scarce have leisure to salute you, my matter is so rash. There is at hand Paris, your brother, and Deiphobus, the Grecian Diomed, and our Antenor delivered to us. And for him forthwith, ere the first sacrifice, within this hour, we must give up to Diomede's hand the Lady Cressida.
Is it so concluded?
By Priam and the general state of Troy. They are at hand and ready to effect it.
Oh, my achievements mock me. I will go meet them.
And my lord Aeneas, we met by chance. You did not find me here.
Good, good, my lord. The secrets of nature have not more gift in taciturnity.
Is't possible, no sooner got but lost, the devil take Antenor. The young prince will go mad. A plague upon Antenor. I would they had Brooke's neck.
Called. Some say the genius so cries, come to him that instantly must die.
Bid them have patience. She shall come anon.
Where are my tears? Rain to lay this wind, or my heart will be blown up by the root.
I must then to the Grecians.
No remedy.
A woeful cresset amongst the merry Greeks. When shall we see again?
Hear me, my love. Be thou but true of heart.
I true? How now? What wicked deem is this?
Nay, we must use expostulation kindly, for it is parting from us. I speak not be thou true as fearing thee, for I will throw my glove to death himself that there's no maculation in thy heart. But be thou true, say I, to fashion in my sequent protestation. Be thou true, and I will see thee.
Oh, you shall be exposed, my lord, to dangers as infinite as imminent. But I'll be true.
And I'll grow friend with danger. Wear this sleeve.
And you this glove. When shall I see you?
I will corrupt the Grecian sentinels to give thee nightly visitation. But yet be true.
Oh, heavens, be true again.
Hear why I speak it, love. The Grecian youths are full of quality, and flowing o'er with arts and exercise. Alas, a kind of godly jealousy, which I beseech you call a virtuous sin, makes me afeard.
Oh, heavens, you love me not.
Die I a villain, then? In this I do not call your faith in question so mainly as my merit. I cannot sing, nor heal the Hylian bolt, nor sweeten talk, nor play at subtle games, fair virtues all, to which the Grecians are most prompt and pregnant. But I can tell that in each grace of these there lurks a still and dumb discursive devil that tempts most cunningly. Be not tempted.
Do you think I will?
No. But something may be done that we will not. And sometimes we are devils to ourselves when we will tempt the frailty of our powers, presuming on their changeful potency.
Nay, good, my lord.
Come, kiss and let us part.
Brother Troilus!
Good brother, come you hither and bring Aeneas and the Grecian with you.
My lord, will you be true?
Who, I? Alas, it is my vice, my fault. Whiles others fish with craft for great opinion, I with great truth catch mere simplicity. Whilst some with cunning gild their copper crowns, with truth and plainness I'd wear mine bare. Fear not my truth. The moral of my wit is plain and true. There's all the reach of it.
Welcome, Sir Diomed. Here is the lady which for Antenor we deliver you. At the port, lord, I'll give her to thy hand. And by the way, possess thee what she is. Entreat her fair. And by my soul, fair Greek, if e'er thou stand at mercy of my sword, name Cressid, and thy life shall be as safe as Priam is in Ilium.
Fair Lady Cressid, so please you, save the thanks this prince expects. The luster in your eye, heaven in your cheek, pleads your fair usage. And to Diomed you shall be mistress and command him wholly.
Grecian, thou dost not use me courteously. To shame the zeal of my petition to thee in praising her, I tell thee, lord of Greece, she is far high soaring o'er thy praises, as thou unworthy to be called her servant. I charge thee, use her well, even for my charge. For by the dreadful Pluto, if thou dost not, though the great bulk Achilles be thy guard, I'll cut thy throat.
Oh, be not moved, Prince Troilus. Let me be privileged by my place and message to be a speaker free. When I am hence, I'll answer to my lust. And know you, lord, I'll nothing do on charge. To her own worth she shall be prized. But that you say be't so, I'll speak it in my spirit and honour, no.
Come to the port. I'll tell thee, Diomed, this brave shall oft make thee to hide thy head.
Lady, give me your hand. And as we walk to our own selves, bend we our needful talk.
Is this the Lady Cresset?
Even she.
Most dearly welcome to the Greeks, sweet lady.
Our general doth salute you with a kiss.
Yet is the kindness but particular. 'Twere better she were kissed in general.
I'll take that winter from your lips, fair lady. Achilles bids you welcome.
I had good arguments for kissing once.
But that's no argument for kissing now, for thus popped Paris in his argument and parted thus you and your arguments.
Oh, deadly gall and theme of all our scorns, for which we lose our heads to gild his horns.
The first was Menelaus' kiss, this mine. Patroclus kisses you.
Oh, this is trim.
Paris and I kiss evermore for him.
I'll have my kiss, sir. Lady, by your leave.
In kissing, do you render or receive?
Both take and give.
I'll make my match to live. The kiss you take is better than you give. Therefore, no kiss.
I'll give you boot. I'll give you 3 for 1.
You're an odd man. Give even or give none.
An odd man, lady. Every man is odd.
No, Paris is not, for you know 'tis true that you are odd, and he is even with you.
You flip me on the head.
No, I'll be sworn.
It were no match, your nail against his horn. May I, sweet lady, beg a kiss of you?
You may.
I do desire it.
Why, beg, too.
Why, then, for Venus' sake, give me a kiss when Helen is a maid again, and his.
I am your debtor. Claim it when 'tis due.
Never's my day, and then a kiss of you.
Lady, a word. I'll bring you to your father.
Fie, fie upon her. There's language in her eye, her cheek, her lip. Nay, her foot speaks. Her wanton spirits look out at every joint and motive of her body. Oh, these encounterers, so glib of tongue that give a casting welcome ere it comes, and wide unclasp the tables of their thoughts to every tickling reader. Set them down for sluttish spoils of opportunity and daughters of the game.
Hector refuses to fight to the death in single combat with Ajax, because Ajax has Trojan blood in his veins. After the combat, Hector and Troilus visit the Greek camp.
Most gentle and most valiant Hector, welcome. After the general, I beseech you next to feast with me and see me at my tent.
I shall forestall thee, Lord Ulysses, thou. Now, Hector, I have fed mine eyes on thee. I have with exact view perused thee, Hector, and quoted joint by joint.
Is this Achilles?
I am Achilles.
Stand fair, I pray thee. Let me look on thee.
Behold thy fill.
Nay, I have done already.
Thou art too brief. I will the second time, as I would by thee, view thee limb by limb.
Oh, like a book of sport thou'lt read me o'er. But there's more in me than thou understandst. Why dost thou so oppress me with thine eye?
Tell me, you heavens, in which part of his body shall I destroy him? Whether there, or there, or there, that I may give the local wound a name, and make distinct the very breach whereout Hector's great spirit flew. Answer me, heavens!
It would discredit the blessed gods, proud man, to answer such a question.
I pray you, let us see you in the field. We have had pelting wars since you refused the Grecians' cause.
Dost thou entreat me, Hector? Tomorrow do I meet thee, fell as death. Tonight, all friends.
Thy hand upon that match.
First, all you peers of Greece, go to my tent. There in the full convive we. Afterwards, as Hector's leisure and your bounties shall concur together, severally entreat him. Beat loud the tabarins, let the trumpets blow, that this great soldier may his welcome know.
My lord Ulysses, tell me, I beseech you, in what place of the field doth Calchas keep?
At Menelaus' tent, most princely Troilus. There Diomed doth feast with him tonight, who neither looks upon the heaven nor earth, but gives all gaze and bent of amorous view on the fair Cressid.
Shall I, sweet lord, be bound to you so much, after we part from Agamemnon's tent, to bring me thither?
You shall command me, sir.
What, are you up here? Oh, speak!
Who calls?
Diomed! Calchas, where's your daughter?
She comes to you.
Prince Troilus,
Stand where the torch may not discover it.
Cressid comes forth to him.
How now, my charge?
Now, my sweet guardian. Hark, a word with you.
Yea, so familiar.
She will sing any man at first sight.
Will you remember?
Remember? Yes.
Say, but do then, and let your mind be coupled with your words.
What should she remember?
List.
Sweet honey Greek, tempt me no more to folly.
Nay, then.
I tell you what.
Oh, come tell a pin, you're forsworn.
In faith, I cannot. What would you have me do?
What did you swear you would bestow on me?
I prithee, do not hold me to mine oath. Bid me do anything but that, sweet Greek.
Good night.
Oh, patience,
Trojan.
Damn it.
No, no, good night. I'll be your fool no more.
My better must.
Hark, one word in your ear.
Oh, plague and madness.
Well, I've moved, Prince. Let us depart, I pray you, lest your displeasure should enlarge itself to wrathful terms. This place is dangerous, the time right deadly. I beseech you, go.
Behold, I pray you.
Nay, good, my lord, go off. You flow to great distraction. Come, my lord.
I pray thee, stay.
You have not patience. Come.
I pray you, stay. By hell and all hell's torments, I will not speak a word.
And so, good night.
Nay, but you part in anger, guardian. Why grieve?
Oh, you palter.
In faith, I do not. Come hither once again.
You shake, my lord, at something. Will you go? You will break out.
She strokes his cheek.
Come, come.
Nay, stay. By Jove, I will not speak a word. There is between my will and all offences a guard of patience. Stay a little while.
Will you then?
In faith, I will. Ah, never trust me else.
Give me some token for the surety of it.
I'll fetch you one.
You have sworn patience.
Fear me not, sweet lord. I will not be myself nor have cognition of what I feel. I am all patience.
Here, Diomed, keep this sleeve.
Oh, beauty, where is thy faith?
My lord.
I will be patient. Outwardly, I will.
You look upon that sleeve. Behold it well. He loved me. Oh, false wench. Gift me again.
Whose was?
It is no matter now I have it again. I will not meet with you tomorrow night. I prithee, Diomed, visit me no more.
I shall have it.
What, this?
Aye, that.
Oh, all you gods. Oh, pretty, pretty pledge. Thy master now lies thinking in his bed of thee and me, and sighs, and takes my glove, and gives memorial dainty kisses to it, as I kiss thee. Nay, do not snatch it from me. He that takes that doth take my heart withal.
I had your heart before, this follows it. Tomorrow will I wear it on my helm, and grieve his spirit that dares not challenge it.
Wert thou the devil and wast it on thy horn, it should be challenged.
Well, well, 'tis done. 'Tis past. And yet it is not. I will not keep my word.
Why then, farewell. Thou never shalt mock Diomed again.
You shall not go. One cannot speak a word, but it straight starts you.
I do not like this fooling.
Nor I, by Pluto. But that likes not you pleases me best.
What? Shall I come? The hour?
I come. Oh, Drove, do come. I shall be plagued.
Farewell till then.
Good night. I prithee, come. Troilus, farewell. One eye yet looks on thee, but with my heart the other eye doth see. Ah, poor our sex. This fault in us I find. The error of our eye directs our mind. What error leads must err. Oh, then conclude, minds swayed by eyes are full of turpitude.
All's done, my lord.
It is.
The next day, the Trojans attack. Achilles and his followers look for Hector.
Come here about me, you my myrmidons. Mark what I say. Attend me where I will. Strike not a stroke, but keep yourselves in breath. And when I have the bloody Hector found, impale him with your weapons round about. In fellest manner execute your arms. Follow me, sirs, and my proceedings I. It is decreed Hector the Great must die!
Menelaus the cuckold, and Paris the cuckold maker of hate. Now bull, now dog, Lou, Paris, Lou! Now my double-horned Spartan, Lou, Paris, Lou! The bull is the game, wear horns, ho! Pen, save, and fight, ho! Oh,
What art thou?
A bastard son of Priam's.
I am a bastard too. I love bastards. I am a bastard begot, bastard instructed, bastard in mind, bastard in valour, in everything illegitimate. Oh, one bear will not bite another, and wherefore should one bastard? Take heed, the quarrel's most ominous to us. If a son of a whore fight for a whore, he takes judgment. Farewell, bastard.
The devil take thee, coward.
Now is my day's work done. I'll take good breath. Rest, sword. Thou hast thy fill of blood and death.
Look, Hector, how the sun begins to set. How ugly night comes breathing at his heels. Even with the veil and darkening of the sun to close the day up, Hector's life is done.
I am unarmed. Forgo this vantage, Greeks.
Strike, fellows, strike. This is the man I seek. So, Ilion, fall thou next. Now, Troy, sink down. Here lies thy heart, thy sinews, and thy bone. On, Myrmidons, and cry you all amain. Achilles hath the mighty Hector slain. Hark, a retire upon our Grecian part.
A Trojan trumpet sound the light, my lord.
The dragon wing of night o'er spreads the earth, and stickler-like the armies separates. My half-supped sword that frankly would have fed, pleased with this dainty bait, thus goes to bed. Come, tie his body to my horse's tail. Along the field I will the Trojan trail.
Achilles hath the mighty Hector slain.
Hark, what shout is that?
Peace, drums! Achilles hath the mighty Hector slain. The proof is Hector slain, and by Achilles.
If it be so, yet bragless let it be. Great Hector was as good a man as he.
March patiently along. Let one be sent to pray Achilles see us in our tent. If in his death the gods have us befriended, great Troy is ours, and our sharp wars are ended.
Aeneas and the Trojan army are still in the field.
Stand ho! Yet are we masters of the field. Never go home. Here starve we out the night.
Hector is slain.
Hector? The gods forbid.
He's dead. And at the murderer's horse's tail, in beastly sort, dragged through the shameful field. Frown on, you heavens. Affect your rage with speed. Sit, gods, upon your thrones and smite at Troy. I say at once, let your brief plagues be mercy, and linger not our sure destructions on.
But hear you, hear you!
Hence, broker lackey, ignominy and shame pursue thy life, and live I with thy name.
A goodly medicine for my aching bones. Oh, world, 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 thus is the poor agent despised. Oh, traders and bawds, how earnestly are you set to work, and how ill requited. Why should our endeavor be so desired, and the performance so loathed? Good traders in the flesh, set this in your painted cloths. As many as be here of Pandar's hall, your eyes half out, weep out at Pandar's fall. Or if you cannot weep, yet give some groans, though not for me, yet for your aching bones. Brethren and sisters of the hold door trade, some 2 months hence my will shall here be made. Till then I'll sweat and seek about for eases. And at that time bequeath you my diseases.